All right. Let's get into some things, baby. Let's get into some things. This is a mess. That's a hot mess. But I feel like Aries, you know, they you thought you was going to make fun of Lizzo. This game, this industry ain't no joke. Oh, okay. Well, now we're going to go dig this up and put this out. And Tiffany Haddish, you're going to get hit with it too. Divine Beautiful says, hey, I'm going to love your show. Yeah, I do think that Northwest is on the rainbow spectrum too, but we'll see. I guess Kanye has the right to be concerned. More to be. Okay. Let's see. Okay. 8391, you're live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, what's going on?
Okay, cool. Sorry, my dog's in the back fighting, so ignore them. Grossing me out, and I saw the clip on your Instagram, and it was just too much. Like, but can we really address the problem that these parents need to start getting in trouble too? Because I'm pretty sure it's a law. I live in Hollywood, and I'm pretty sure it's a law if your child is under 18 that they have to be supervised at all times. That's why a lot of these parents that move to LA, they give up their lives. They got to be on set all day. Or they hire somebody who works as a, like for Disney, they hire someone who works as a guardian that's with them all day. They're not supposed to be unsupervised. And you're not supposed to be supervised by a 12-year-old if you're seven.
Mm-hmm.
So in
I'm
my opinion, the mom needs to be in some type of trouble. You know, it kind of goes back to the Michael Jackson thing. It goes back to everything. These parents keep giving their kids and you know, trouble or CPS or something, because you guys keep putting your kids in these positions and then you want to come back and say something. You're part of the problem too. Now, I'm not dismissing anything Aries did. And I think Tiffany, you know, she caught a stray, but girl, I could never be a part of something like that, especially me as someone who's been through that. I could never mm-hmm. be a part of that. And it was disgusting. And then I have one more thing I just want to say. It's real crazy to me that YouTube just deleted the video, yet they're striking people like your channel for less.
Mm.
That video's been up for years. That video's been up for years. And it's real crazy to me that all of a sudden, now that everyone bringing attention to it, you know, that's not working, YouTube. Because how come mm-hmm. this was allowed to fly for so long? That was gross. When his legs were in the air, when he was, it was just too much. But yeah,
and my thing
sorry,
is, look, the cameraman, mm-hmm. wait, the cameraman too, because you're the cameraman mm-hmm. was doing the zooming in and every, like everybody should be involved. But I like what you said about the mom too, because it's kind of like, girl, you saw Tiffany Haddish, Aries, maybe they were on the rise or on the come up. And so
yeah.
you just gave your kids away because you're thinking this is Hollywood.
And you're talking
you
about,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you're talking about, I don't know what they were filming and I was trying to find out what they were filming. You should have been there. I'm sorry. But I
well,
love you, Armand,
and
get my angry self off before I cut.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, baby.
But I will say, in fairness, the mom said that she knew Tiffany Haddish, okay? She had known Tiffany Haddish before. They were kind of friends and associates. So, you know, like, let's just be real here. I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I'm going to be all the way honest. I'm going to be honest. I could see where the mother was like, hey, you know, Tiffany Haddish is kind of doing her thing. She's kind of got, you know, she's popping, you know, she's kind of got Kevin Hart and she's doing her thing through Hollywood. She's kind of coming up on the comedy scene. She's acting. She's doing this. You know what I mean? I'm watching her grow and she wants to, and we have a rapport and a relationship and I trust her. Right. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're going to help my kids, you know, get on. Sure. It's not like I'm like, this is not like Tiffany Haddish is Tiffany Haddish today, and then I'm handing over my kid to her. Maybe I'm like, okay, I respect what you're doing. I see your hustle. I see your come up. You know, sure, I'll let my son do a skit. You know, why not? I trust you. We're cool. We're friends. I'll come and pick him up at 3. His little sister will be here. Okay, it's got to be separate because it's for Nickelodeon. So the fact that she was able to use Nickelodeon goes to show that Tiffany Haddish had been in the industry already. So the mom probably already thought, like, okay, this is some industry stuff. This is going to be okay. You know what I mean? Like, I respect Tiffany Haddish. It's going to be a good moment for my kid. You know what I mean? And so I could see how, you know, that could happen. But anyway, let's take another call. 4174, you're live on the air.
Hello, good afternoon. This is
Hey,
Linda
how are
Cooper
you?
Calling from Las Vegas. I'm amazing. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Talk to me.
Okay, I'm a Gemini. I took notes. Okay, I'm a celeb nail tech also. I'm from the East Coast originally, worked on sets, TV shows, movies. Okay, my name is Lulu Cooper. I want to say some things, okay? Number one, okay, children on sets. A lot of parents don't know the rules and regulations. First of all, Tiffany got her trust. So when you give somebody trust like that, you definitely can do anything to a child. I worked on sets where children was there. There are people that watch over them. However, things can still down because of trust. So what Tiffany and what he did is illegal. They should go to jail, get under the jail for what they did. No, I don't blame the mother. Please, y'all, we can't always just run and blame the mother. Tiffany broke her, broke her down, got her trust for years, y'all, not for a little time. And let's say this too. Also, this wasn't long time ago, okay? Tiffany was was in her groove at that point. Tiffany's a grown woman. They do this in the industry. The industry is the pit of hell. It is the nucleus of hell, guys, okay? So I tell people, you have to have your own gauge as a grown-up when you're in the industry. So as a kid, you're going in vulnerable. You don't know. You understand, guys? So as an adult and people messing up, can you imagine a kid? So please, guys, let's take it easy on the mother. And let's pray that these kids get the financial, because people don't understand jail. Hit them with money. And I'm glad they're going after them with money. And that's all I have to say, Amon.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much.
I hope I didn't run on.
That's a Gemini man. Okay.
No, you did good. You did good. All right. 0848, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I like your outfit today, first
Thank
off.
You.
It looks nice. I like the glasses. And, I'm really disturbed with the whole thing with the child and everything. And I will say the first caller that called in, she hit everything right, on the head with everything. You know, I really feel like with Aries and anyone else that was on the set, they all need to be held accountable, not just them two. Because as an adult, if you have morals and you see something that is not right, you should be held accountable for letting that happen and not intervene to stop the filming, to try to get in contact with the parent. So those two should not be the only ones being held accountable. Everyone on set that knew what was going on, knew that was about to happen, they need to be in their courtroom too, and they all need to take their asses to jail.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. 10. Okay, look, somebody said, Hennessy and Hip Hop says the only reason this is not blowing up is because a female is a part of the accusation. If this was on, if it was only Aries Spears, there would be a documentary by now. Well, no, I think I just read that off of NBC. Like it's everywhere. This is viral. So this is front page news. Like everyone's talking about this. This is out because the video, I think, is what got everybody like, wow. Now, if there wasn't that video link, then it would have been like, oh, okay. But now that there is a video, it's kind of like, wow, I don't know where Tiffany Haddish goes from here. I don't know where Aries Spears, I don't know what happens from here. 1-809, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going? Okay, so I wanted to comment on this as well because I'm in Atlanta, and you're right, on a true movie set with kids, I have to be there or my mom goes with my son if we have to do anything like that. Because it is strict. But people have to keep in mind, this wasn't a set. This was Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears putting together a rinky-dink type of thing for something that was very seedy. It wasn't a set. This was, like you said, Tiffany befriended the mom. She didn't just groom the kids. It seems like she groomed the mom as well. And when the mom found out once the kids got home, that's when she tried to get the tape from them, and they gave her the runaround. So now, 7 years later, these kids, you know, the daughter is an adult now, and she's suing herself. So they're not going to let this thing go. I've never been a fan of Tiffany Haddish, so I'm just waiting to see when the truth finally happens.
Where do you think she goes from here? Do you think that Tiffany Haddish will be canceled? Because they're saying that this is just a shakedown. The people want money. But I watched the video. I was uncomfortable.
I did, too. I did. I can't believe that.
Okay, because my thing is, okay, let's answer me this. Let's just say that Tiffany Haddish told the mom what it was about, and the mom was in it, was with it. Y'all still did that, and that still was a kid, and y'all still kind of – that was almost like soft – you know, that was like – that was still very suggestive for adults to be doing that to a child. Like, so you – lawsuit or not, that still – it's happened. You did that.
Yep, all of it. And his big, fat, sickly behind was on that video. It wasn't funny at all.
No, that was not funny at all.
It actually was on the website for some years. It was on the Funny or Die website, and they took it off like a few years ago. So it's been out there for a while, and they tried to get rid of it.
Thank you. We got to take another caller. Okay, 9001, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me, boo.
Well, I'm just going to say I'm a survivor of being molested as a child.
Hey, come on. Don't say that. Don't say the word. Come on.
Okay, I'm a survivor. And the whole thing is absolutely disgusting. And I think that they should both go to prison and get sued for every dime that they think they got. And that still won't be enough because she scarred those two kids for life.
Yeah. What do you think about them saying that this is all a shakedown from the mother for money?
That's disgusting. So low, they got to reach up to touch a snake's belly. That's the only thing I can say, because I promised I wasn't going to cuss. So that's all I got to say about it.
All right. Thank you. Bye. All right. That's my thing. My thing is, okay, let's say this is a shakedown for money. It doesn't negate the footage. So you still made this video. And the question is, legally, can you use a child in a video in that kind of way? Like, is that okay? That's what I would like to know. Can you exploit a child like that, whether the mom was in on it or not? Because all that does is say, she goes to jail too. But my thing is, they trying to say this is about money. The video is there. We watched the video. And to say that that little boy probably wasn't uncomfortable is a lie. Just like that boy was taught to do all that stuff on there, he probably knew to cry too. They had that little boy spreading his legs and stuff. That was a lot. I don't like that. That was a lot. That's not funny. Because then you have to teach him to do that. 1-842, you live on the air.
I completely, like, that's just weird to me. Like, I'm a survivor of it. And to just, you know, hear about it. I'm disgusted. Like, and you know, she was just around kids, so how do we know she's still not doing it? It's what bothers me. Because she just had that show, and, you know, with all those kids, you know, people trust her with their kids. So what is to say that she doesn't have a new partner doing it, teaching these kids how to do that?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, I don't know. Did you see the video?
The video, but I've been hearing about it. I just feel like it might bring, you know, it's going to traumatize me even more from what everybody is saying, and I don't even want to think to watch it.
Yeah, and I didn't really want to watch it, and I felt some type of way that I finished it. You know what I mean? But I'm like, I had to. so I could come back and talk. But I didn't want to watch. I was feeling weird watching that. Why would I even want to digest that?
And then on top of that, that's somebody's baby. Like, how would you feel if somebody did that to your, not even your kid, but your niece or your nephew? So how can you do that to somebody else's child?
Yeah.
And somebody that trusted you, too. It's so weird that it's always the people that we trust the most that's always hurting the babies. Oh, she's a celebrity.
Right.
She's not going to do nothing.
All right. Thanks, boo. I got to take another call. All right, let's take another call. 6838, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm on. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Hey, how are you?
Oh, my. Hi. So, just wanted to say quickly, huge fan. I've been watching you for nearly 4 years, but I've never had the
chance
to call in. So, keep doing what you're doing. And because no one's talking about it, I just really wanted to touch on Northwest and Super Freaky Girl.
Okay.
I completely agree with Northwest. I think Kanye as well is very, like, aware that she's going to be a bit of the troublemaker, a bit of the, I don't say troublemaker, but she's going to be very risky, and I think that's what's making him nervous. And with Super Freaky Girl, I mean, I hope I don't get hate for this, but I'm kind of confused as to the direction that Nicki's taken, because I get that she's trying to recreate her Anaconda moment, but it's like, how far can that go? I was getting a bit secondhand embarrassment when she was, like, trying to, I don't know if I could say this, like, touch herself on, like, the count off. It was giving me flashbacks to, like, the kiddie pool in good form. Maybe if this was 6 years ago, yeah, but it was a bit cringe because you're a mother now, and I don't want to say
and you're too old
that,
for this. And you look too old to be looking like a Barbie, too. You just...
Oh, my God. I felt like I was watching JoJo Siwa turn up. Like, it was crazy. And I just feel like, I hope, I mean... Again, like, she could create her Anaconda thing, whatever, but I don't think it will go so far because she is getting older. And I think after this, I would really like to see more of her speaking about family, like, even if it's just a few songs on an album, just a little bit more depth. Like, when I think back to that era, she did do, like, Freedom. She had Moment for Life. She was still rocking the pink wigs and that back then, but there was some songs that were more in-depth. And I hope that we can get that from the scenes. It kind of feels like she's evolving backwards. It's working for her, but I think after this, there's another direction she could take.
Thank you, boo. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to do the after show over on Station Head. So if you're not able to get through here, head over to Station Head. 8737, you're live on the air.
Hey, Omar, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. First and foremost, I just wanted to echo one of the previous caller's comments about your shirt. Like, it's giving sexy lumberjack, honey, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Very, very much so. So really quickly, about this Tiffany Haddish situation, it's just the Reds keep it a stack. It's a wrap for her career. It's it. That's over. That's done. Ari Spears, like, had nothing really going on anyway, you know, with exception of little work that he's done here and there, whatever. It's just a wrap. It, not even about canceling them. It's just it. That's it. It's over. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that either one of them could possibly be as comfortable with doing what they did, it's super obvious that this is something that they were in the habit of doing. Who knows if this, you know, has happened to them when they were younger. You know what I'm saying? You know, these things are, it's a cycle, right? So, so this is absolutely something that both of them were completely comfortable with doing. There's no amount of, you know, artistic anything that's going to make, you know, a normal person feel comfortable doing that sort of thing at all on your own in your basement or whatever the heck they were doing. This is just ridiculous. It's over, you know, and that's it. That's really all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much, and I will see you
a little
bit later. Thanks, Bill. All right,
yes,
guys.
Yes,
so listen.
Okay, dear.
All right. So this is the wrap